If he had guests showed up, maybe Kli Acha the Kailit, Kli Acha the Yitzorah, for Laikla the Yitzorah, the Acha Karyaz and Ochim. If he had another guest, then he can't bring another Kli to collect the wine for them from this barrel that is cracked. But he shouldn't do the other way around. He shouldn't do these actions of bringing extra jugs to carry, to catch the wine and put it near the end of the roof where the wine is dripping out, and then afterwards cool the guests. Also, you should not play a trick and invite guests that don't really want to eat or drink anyway. So Bruce brings that the Rambam is lenient on this situation. Yes, the Rambam says, even though we said before, you should not collect a lot of wine with a cheshbon, and afterwards you can invite guests. But if you did that, but you have it is mutter. Mishabru says it's master from here that if he Bechalal did not invite guests and he collected too much wine, then it's also, but it doesn't mean it's also the oilam. It's also forever. It's just also till Moshe Shabbos. If he was shogeg because he thought it's permitted to do this, or he didn't know that it was Shabbos for some reason, then he could use it on Shabbos also. Siv Dalin and Yosef, Tirosh Megigas, Shalanovim, Shadai Mavidruchu. You have a barrel of wine. Right now, it's not fully wine. It's grapes that were not fully crushed yet. And the liquid is oozing out of it. And even so, he says, Delis, Einu Roi, Sharei Amashkim, Zobu Asura. We learned before that juices that came out of grapes on Shabbos are also to use on Shabbos. So basically, what's happening now is you're having juice coming out of this barrel, but it's muksa. Einu Roi, Lusun, Kli Tachta, Nation of Atan Echonu. We know there's a rule that if muksa, then you can't put a kli underneath it because you're causing the kli also to become partially muksa. So what do? This can happen also if you have some leak in a roof and the water that's coming down is water that's not usable. So also muksa water. So you can't put a kli underneath it to stop it from falling on the floor because you're mevatel the kli. So what do? Casey, you have to put his bed or his table near the area where the water is dripping, the wine is dripping. But the oisadelev from the phonograph shali, then it's going to be disturbing using the area of his bed and his table. The yuchalaniel shem kliyav kavladel gedin shelo yaseh shem. He could put a bucket over there to collect the wine so that the wine shouldn't fall on the floor. There's still an earthen floor, and it will cause the floor to become full of mud. That is one of the eitzes that we have over here. Yeah, even lachatchila we say that Enos and Rikashi Lachatchila, here, since there's also an element of Hefzik, Mokum Seder, the two things together, we permit it. So once again, the case where you have something that is of value and it's pouring out, you're allowed to, instead of the situation that will become a Grav Sharei. Kamavan, if it's dripping in a place that you anyway have your bed or your table there, then for sure you do this. Now, what happens when the kli gets filled up? Because you're male kli, loyzer kenu kli acher, you can't pour down to another kli, because then you're gonna be mitzvah the second kli. So you have to make a chonu. Ela, merike, leter chagigish, yizova, masrim, then you put it back into the original barrel, and then let it drip it out again, and then collect it again, go in circles till after Shabbos. Shimu tells, make a chonu, de masrim, shivoy, masrim, yizova. The original kli was anyway muksa because it was full of the muksa grape juice. Mr. Brewer brings another eitzah from the Ramon and the Dalki Moshe that says, could put a kli that has water in it, and this wine that's dripping out of it will be bottled into the water. There's a concept called Rishon bottle, since it's a little drips. So each drip gets bottled into the water. And the Mogen Ram says, even if at the end you had a majority of the juice over the water, still we say that there are opinions that hold that even in such a case you say kama bottle, which means that all the muksa became bottled in the water. And so there'd be chiddush over here, and especially, even though there's a double sheikh matirim, the double sheikh matirim, if it's min be'enum, you know, it is bottled. It's wine and water. So there's no problem of that. Okay. Siv Zayin. Nispazil ha'peyus v'chotze. Oh, a person had a basket of fruit and it spread out over the chotze. Echad heinu v'echad heinu. And it spread out all over the place. So it's a uzid d'chol to gather them together. It's not like in the field, if you do such a thing, it's ma'amen, it's a gimelach of the raisa. But here, it's not in the field, it's in your chotzer, not where they grew. And the mele, gathering together, is a tircha, it's uzid d'chol. If they all fell in the same place, just to put them back in the basket, it's not a problem. hair that you're picking up from the floor, and there's all kind of pebbles and things on the floor, it's also to do that. Even if you plan to use it immediately, there's no problem with boyer. In other words, if the fruit are mixed together with the earth, and so it would be also because of the stircha. So loisen tachasava tachakupa v'noflu v'mokam echa loisen afilu tachasava. If they fell in one place, you just have to pick them up and put them back in again. You do that. Elam ken noflu tachsroyus afrin shebechotzer shoz melakin echa lechem v'oichel. If they fell and it got mixed together with dirt and other things, you have a problem with boyers. In that situation, you have to do it in the fashion of immediately eating it, because if you're putting it away for later, as we know, it's better for later use.